And since the ALCS was in town and it was an afternoon game after the rain out on Sunday night, I decided to go to the yard yesterday. That's right. The Junes was in the hizzy.
Oh, my God.
For that one.
What's with this? Why are you trying to make Junes happen?
Why are you pushing?
Why is that a nickname you're trying to get it popularized?
Look, if George can reinvent himself as a country star, and Gordon, you can reinvent yourself as a workout fanatic.
That's right.
Why can't I reinvent myself as a young black man?
Junes. So Junes is your young black alter ego.
Yeah, I'm trying to hip up myself a little bit.
Okay.
Wow.
It was funny, I mentioned that my new nickname once yesterday on the show, and then at the game, people were tweeting, "Hey, I see Junes at the game." "Hey, Junes, you having fun at the game?"
You just lost a listener.
Some guy tweeted that too. That's funny. People are picking up on that. We did a segment last week about the ridiculous emails we get from time to time and how listeners are always threatening us or telling us that you've lost a listener. That's how they love to punctuate their email. So now people are starting to punctuate their emails, even nice emails.
That's what's funny about it. It's like the original one, the guy was mad at you for not giving him travel tips in a timely fashion, so he said that you just lost a listener.
Mm-hmm.
And now people will they'll be emailing about something completely unrelated, and it's nice, and then at the end they sign it, "You just lost a listener." That's a giggle.
P1s are funny. So, yeah, I decided to go to the game. So yesterday morning, when I heard that there were going to be a lot of tickets available, I went online looking for a single. And I found one down low, right behind home plate, face value.
Now, I go online sometimes looking for a single on the down low instead of low down.
You go to Craigslist for that, I believe. So I found one, and it brought back memories of my high school days when we first moved down here my junior year in high school, and I couldn't believe that I had Major League Baseball a 20-minute drive away. So I used to go to Dillard's on game day, and they would sell singles. And you could get singles right behind the dugout, right behind home plate. So I used to take my lawn mowing money, and I'd go to Dillard's, and I'd buy one single. And I'd sit two rows behind the Rangers dugout, thought I had died and gone to heaven. So this brought back a lot of those memories. So I drive out there, and I'm thinking, God, it's middle of the day. Traffic might be kind of a mess. Ranger game, even World Series, Cowboy game, concert. I have never had any traffic delays whatsoever going out to Arlington. Those people have it down.
How do they magically do it? It seems like those roads could get congested.
I know it. And they never do. And I got out there about 2 o'clock for the 3:20 start, and I drove right in and right up to the parking, and I don't think I hit my brakes. Even when I parked.
That's just staying on 30.
Just
though,
run
right
into the car in front of you.
You didn't come in 360, you went in 30.
30, yeah.
Yeah, sometimes 360 gets gummed up, but yeah, 30, it always flows right in there somehow.
I wore my brand new Rangers shirt that I got at Norm's appearance last week out at Rally House.
Oh, yeah?
Up in, where were we? Fairview?
Fairview.
That one you were wearing yesterday? The cowboy hat Ranger logo?
The greatest logo in the history of pro sports. The old Ranger logo, the baseball wearing the cowboy hat.
I don't know about that,
with the
Junior.
Old West type font. I love that logo. And so I had the baby blue Ranger shirt with that logo on it. By the way, that shirt, now 2-0 in the postseason.
Uh-oh.
I've worn it for both of the ALCS games. It is undefeated.
Better put it back on.
What happened to you being a reporter? Why are you being so biased?
The Rangers, I can't help it.
Okay.
All right, so then I'm sitting there, and I'm properly attired. But I look, and I'm checking out the people around me. Is it okay for an adult to wear a batting helmet?
No.
I mean, really.
I think 11 years
you
old
had to ask the question?
Is the cutoff date for that.
There were guys in our section.
Fran, you wear batting helmets, don't you?
No, I don't.
I'm sure you did.
No.
There were guys in our section wearing plastic Rangers batting helmets. They're men.
That's a good look, though.
No,
it's
not. Don't ever go on a date and you're late and just put on the batting helmet?
Terrible look. And I've also decided that if you go to the American Airlines Center for a Mavs or Stars game, people, they get kind of dressed up. Even a Cowboys game, people get dressed up. At a Major League Baseball game, especially in this state, If you have a wife beater and jorts, you are dressed up.
Yeah.
You could cut the grass or go to a Ranger game. Either way.
Right. Why is it that people dress down so much for a baseball game?
It's just hot. It's outside. And it's just kind of give-up-y.
Well, the seat was great. I was between the Tigers dugout and home plate about 18 rows up.
Wow. You behind the net or you outside the net?
I was behind the net. Still, just a great seat. Couldn't have asked for a better seat. And a lot of P1s around in the section, so we were having fun. A lot of good guys we were talking to. And when Mitch Moreland came up, one of them screamed out, "Gordo's cousin!" So they were all into the P1 ticket shtick.
Sorry for my cousin, by the way.
Yeah.
Just on behalf of the entire Moreland family, I apologize. Yeah, he's hitting like me.
It really wouldn't make much difference if we put you up there.
Charlie Pride, you mentioned earlier, Gordo, how tense it was when his mic was shorting out. Uh-huh. Poor Charlie Pride.
I know.
Boy, the fans went crazy when they introduced him. People love Charlie Pride.
Well, he was dancing, too, though, wasn't he?
Kind of.
Well, yes. he's getting into it.
Yeah.
And you know what? I like his version because it's just kind of unadorned and honest. And
I liked it, too.
Plus, is anyone more fired up right now than Charlie Pride about the Rangers on the verge of going to another World Series? He's the hugest Ranger fan.
I guess he's pretty fired up.
Yeah.
I think he left after the fourth inning.
Oh, no.
At least his seats. We were watching him. Watching him, but he may have gone upstairs to a suite or something.
So. Yeah, there's no way he left the ball.
Wait, I don't know that he had another gig.
You just called him out.
You think some other local team had him out to massacre the anthem last night? Or?
Hey, come on.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt because I left my great seat after the ninth, but I've got a story about that I'll tell you here in a minute.
And Charlie Pride's a good P1. So.
He's a great P1.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to him this morning.
Then my all-time favorite Ranger, Ferguson Arthur Jenkins, goes out there to throw the ceremonial first pitch. And Jim Sundberg, also one of my great favorite Rangers as a kid, is catching.
Whoops.
And Fergie bounces it in.
How is that possible?
The Hall of Famer bounces it in, and so they have to do it over.
How is that possible?
Low for a ball, what a nope.
I don't know. I thought I would have put money on Fergie not bouncing it into Sonny, but he did. They also gave everybody a white rally towel when you entered the ballpark yesterday. And Chuck Morgan comes on about a minute before the Fox broadcast joins. And he says, "All right, we're about to go on national television. Everybody get up, make some noise, and wave your rally towel." So people start waving it. And it's like it's snowing in the place. Those towels had so much white fuzz on them. And when
the cheapest towels possible. I mean, horrible.
They could not soak up one drop of water. And so when people start waving them, all that fuzz goes everywhere, and it's like a snowstorm. And when everyone starts covering their mouth like they're breathing in asbestos or something.
They probably are.
They get 30,000 towels for $500, I think, is the deal.
Yeah, it is a direct from China special.
So then the game happens, and it's tremendous. It's just it's a thrilling game. It's a nail-biter. Lots of fun. There's a woman sitting a couple rows behind me with the very generic cheers, and I don't think I support these cheers.
Like what?
A foul ball gets hit down the left field line, and David Murphy gives chase, and it goes into the stands. And so he retreats to his left field position. And then she says, "Okay, David, be ready. It might be coming at you again." And I'm thinking, he's a major league player. He is ready.
He's probably got this down, lady.
Yeah.
He doesn't need you.
He doesn't need that tip.
That's what we do at my son's 8-year-old and under baseball game.
Right.
Be ready. The ball might be coming
to
you here.
Talking mom at a baseball game is a beating.
But they have to pay attention.
So then Gordo's cousin's at the plate, and he swings and misses, and the lady behind me goes, "You can do it, Mitch." I'm thinking,
not really.
He's a major leaguer.
Fernando,
yes, he can. Okay, yesterday he couldn't do it.
Right.
But in general, he can do it. He knows that he can do it because he's at the major league level.
Well, I thought you were going to have the foul ball and telling him to straighten it out. Okay, straighten it out.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I want her to sit behind you every single game you ever go to.
There was a real funny moment. I don't know if they caught this on TV, but Alex Avila's at the plate for Detroit, and he fouls one down the right field line, so he drops his bat and he starts running towards first. Well, then it's foul, and so he stops and he turns around and comes back towards home plate. Well, the bat boy for the Tigers who looked like Manny from Modern Family. He runs out there and he grabs Avila's bat and takes it back to the dugout. And Avila comes back to home plate and he's looking around. Where's my bat? I guess Manny, the bat boy, thought Avila had singled or was out, or I don't know. But he grabs his bat, and as soon as he gets back to the dugout, all the Tigers and Leland start pointing back out to home plate, and the poor kid has to turn around and run it back out to Avila, who's standing there at home plate, and takes his bat.
Avila had a little smile on his face about that one.
He smiled, and when he got back into the dugout, the Tigers were good-naturedly laughing at him, but it was a funny moment. Fernando, you were worried about the shadows affecting the hitters.
Didn't happen.
It was bright sunshine until the sun started to kind of go behind the lights, but by then the cloud cover came over, so we had no weird shadows affecting the hitters. And as I'm watching the game, I'm sitting there wondering, as foul ball after foul ball after foul ball goes into the stands, how many balls do they use during a major league game?
I thought I saw this once.
I looked it up, and I had no idea, but according to Major League Baseball, each team has to have 90 balls on hand.
Wow.
To me, that doesn't sound like a lot. I thought, just off the top of my head, I was thinking, man, they've plowed through 50 or 60 balls here. I'm thinking each team's got to have 1,000 balls just in case.
I thought they averaged like 63 or something, it seems like I read at one time.
Yeah, according to Major League Baseball, it's between 60 and 70 balls per game is the average, fluctuating per year.
As kids, we used to try to ride out about two or three.
Then you'd go down the storm drain. You had to chase after it for a few hours. And isn't it like the home plate umpire's responsibility to rub those things down with that special mud? Yep. And they somehow have gotten around that rule. I read where there's like an assistant that does it now.
Oh, really?
That but it's never been changed in the rule books that anyone else is allowed to do it.
That mud is supposed... Yeah, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. And it's they fly through baseballs because... Pitcher pitches it, it's in the dirt, got to get it out of the game.
Okay, and I never really understood that. Why, as a pitcher, like in the old days, you wanted to scuff up the ball to alter its performance. But if you're a pitcher and you have a scuffed ball, you don't want that.
I think the pitcher would love to have that ball back, but it's for the sake of the hitter or the purity of the game or whatever. They toss it out.
Well, it seems like it ought to be the hitter's responsibility to call for a different ball instead of the catcher just immediately handing it back there.
I guess it's so automatic that the hitter would want a new ball that the umpire just says toss it out. But, you know, they get rid of 20, 30 balls a game that way, just balls scuffed, in the dirt from a pitcher. And then another, I don't know how many fouls there were yesterday. It seemed like there were 50, but they fly through them. And so then bottom of the ninth inning happens. The Rangers get a couple runners on, and so I'm trying to beat the traffic. So I say, okay, I'm going to watch this from the portal. And so I run around because I'm parked outside right field. So I run down there, and I'm standing at that landing area, you know, down the right field line. Mm-hmm. If you were going down the right field foul pole, there's a big landing area. So I stand there, and unbelievably, the Rangers don't push a run across in the bottom of the ninth, and so now I've left my seat, and I'm thinking, well, I don't want to go back there because it can end on one swing of the bat, and I want to be close to my car to beat the traffic. So I watched the last two innings standing there in that landing area.
Beaten.
Which wasn't nearly as good a seat as my seat, but there was something kind of refreshing about changing locations during the game, and it wasn't a bad area, and there were a lot of fans standing there, and it was a good place to be. Great game. Maybe the greatest Ranger game ever. I'm so happy I was there.
So how crazy was it that home run got lifted?
Oh, it was nuts. It was so loud.
Yeah.
It was so loud. It was great. Fantastic moment.
And so I was watching Gloria. She said he had a grand slam with the bases loaded.
Indeed.
Oh. So that's like doubly rare to end a game that way.